Christian Reith's joining me now, and he's got a busy weekend coming up at Rosehill Gardens. Morning, Christian.
Morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. This is it's one of those interesting times of the year, isn't it? I think I was talking to Josh Parr yesterday. You can look and think, where do I go, or do I stay at home? And sometimes staying at home can be the best decision.
Yeah, that's right. Obviously, travelling, you've got to have the right horses, and obviously, if you can get those horses, it's worth travelling. But now, if you can get good rides here, you stay here.
Well, you've done that. You picked up some beauties tomorrow. Connoisseur for Godolphin, Darren Beeman. It's only had the one start. It's won, and you rode that. The Kembla Grange was pretty smart.
Yeah, look, he went good. He's a horse that's going to progress for his grades quite quickly. He gave me a good feel the other day. Still quite a little bit green, but look, he'll improve on that first up run, and I expect him to run well again.
I Want to Be a Jeep for Jenny Graham. You're riding in race four, and this is the last start winner?
Yeah, last start winner. Looks a harder race here on Saturday, but look, it's drawn well, it's racing well, it's racing consistent, and if you can get a good run, well, it should run a cheeky race.
Clear the Beach is an interesting runner. It had a couple of runs. Its form's pretty good. It raced well first prep, had a let up, one run, then another little let up.
Yeah, its first prep, it was a horse that went quite keen. Obviously, maturity is going to help him, and hopefully he's come back well, and all reports is that he has.
All right. Now, I can tell you, if you happen to win on Careless, look out for the owners, Alan Johnson and the boys from Coffs Harbour. And they will probably do a lap of honour with you on their shoulders, I reckon.
Yeah, he's, Mark Newnham's got him absolutely flying. He's got him in a good frame of mind. He used to be a bit of a barrier rogue, but Mark's done an exceptional job with him. And look, he's racing in career best form, and he's probably my best ride Saturday, and looking forward to getting back on him.
You're right. He really has. He's just flying at the moment, isn't he, the horse? He's earning and racing well every start.
Yeah, he has. And, you know, like I said, all credit goes to Mark and his staff. They seem to have the horse at his peak, and he gives you a good feel each time you ride him. He tries his hardest, and he gives you absolute everything. And I expect that on Saturday. Rain's expected to come. That won't worry him. He's got a good draw, and he'll run a top race.
You're on Dream Line in the next. This hasn't had a lot of luck of late, though.
Yeah, her first up run was brilliant. I rode her first up. She ran really well. We were targeting the provincial championship race, and she ran a real shocker that day. I'm not too sure if it's because we rode her too close, or the track was a bit heavy first up and might have just taken a bit more out of her than we expected. But I rode her after her bad run in the championship. She ran well. The other day she ran well again at Hawkesbury, and look, she's had a bit of an up and down preparation, but you know, tomorrow she likes a wet track, and if we get that, it's definitely going to help her. I think coming back in trip will definitely help her with the speed on, ride a little bit quieter, and hopefully she can find a line like she did last preparation.
And Christian, Chris Lees's horses are firing at the moment. You're on Wang Wah for him in the last, and it's two from two this prep.
Yeah, she's going really well this prep. I had a bit of luck on her last preparation, and look, she hasn't drawn the best, but she's a horse that gets back and charges home late. So hopefully we can get the speed on tomorrow, and the track's racing okay, and I expect her to be running down the outside if we can get that.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see whether we cop much rain, if any, because Queensland, it looks like it is bucketing down up there at the moment.
Yeah, well, you know, them poor buggers, every time the carnival comes around, they seem to cop it. It's a bit like the Sydney Carnival. But, you know, hopefully, you know, there's rain expected. Hopefully we don't get the amount they're expecting. And if we can get away with that, the track should race well. We haven't been there for some weeks now. So looking forward to getting back to Rose Hill and seeing what we can do.
All right. Well, look, good luck. What's the pick of yours? Would it be Careless?
Definitely Careless. He goes on any services. He's running well. He's come down in the weights. But looks like a nice race for him, and I think he'll run very well.
Now, Christian, you'd know Peter Graham well. He's very laid back, but Sunday at Port Macquarie, when he's riding against his daughter having her first ride and his son riding, I reckon he's going to be a bit toey. What do you think?
Yeah, he'll be a bit toey, but he'll be out there to beat him. you know, he's quite competitive, Pete, but no, an distinguished gentleman, Peter is, and no, I hope him and all his family the best.
Yeah, too right. You'd be looking and cross your fingers before the other go on the barriers. The kids just say, get around safe, and everything goes well. So we wish them all the best. Christian, good luck tomorrow. Let's hope there's a brace of winners there for you.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks.
Good on. Christian Reith, always great to catch up with him. And a nice book of rides tomorrow, too, at Rose Hill.